she is crazy in love with you. She behaves as if the sole purpose of her existence on this earth is to make you happy. And honestly, she's been doing a fantastic job. Terrifyingly so. She is beyond devoted and eager to please. And sometimes you feel as if you're being tricked somehow. As if she's just too good to be real. Too good to be yours. You've genuinely considered the possibility that she might be a mind-reading demon sent to impersonate your ultimate fantasy and steal your soul away. So well does she understand your needs and desires. Being with her is by far the best thing that has ever happened to you. The only minor detail you would change about her is the fact that she is, well, a violent psychopath. She seems to always know exactly what you want and how you want it. But despite being so fine-tuned to you, she has no empathy towards others. As if all the kindness, understanding, and affection she's capable of giving is already yours, and there's absolutely nothing left for anyone else but resentment. She doesn't care if they all die and go to hell. She's more than willing to send them there if they get too bold, meddling with your little Garden of Eden. You've come to believe that she doesn't even see them as human, as inherently valuable, as actual threats. To her, they're all like ants on a picnic, mildly annoying and distracting, to be firmly brushed off if they get too close, but ultimately, completely insignificant. She's hurt people before, badly, sometimes even in your presence. You spend all of your time together now, so she wouldn't be able to pull it off, but you suspect she's killed people before, too. In the God knows how long period of stalking before she first made a move on you. You feel like the only reason she continuously refuses to admit it is because she thinks it would make you hate her, make you leave. You're not convinced that it would. You are addicted. She's corrupted you. Her presence is heaven, and her absence, damnation. You need to be with her. She saves you from the world. You must keep her. And if the price for that is people getting hurt or killed, then it's a small price to pay for salvation. Besides, it's their fucking fault for trying to steal you away from her, right? But you're scared. Rather than any vestiges of humanity lingering within your soul, what makes you desperate to stop her from harming others is the fear of the law enforcement taking her away from you on the off chance that she actually is human. Driven half insane by the prospect of losing your greatest treasure, you enter a contract with her. If she goes a full month without breaking the law, you will do anything she wants. You will give her anything that she wants. She says that it's unnecessary, that she loves you, that you need but to command, and that she is more than happy to obey, that being by your side is the only reward she needs. But you see her eyes light up in anticipation. A part of you knows that, in entering the contract, you've essentially sold your immortal soul. A bigger part of you is grateful for the opportunity, for what she's given you. It would be a fucking steal. But the month flew by. It was the best month of your life. But it's over now. The time has come to pay up. On the 30th day, you come back home after a date in a fancy restaurant. She's wearing the stunning red dress you bought her for the occasion. She is inhumanly beautiful. She is excited. She knows she was a good girl, and that you are at her complete mercy. She can take everything from you. You don't care. She is your everything.